Welcome to your 1 o'clock news bulletin with Patrick O'Grady, Roe McDermott and Laura Dunn. European Union transport ministers are currently holding a video conference to discuss the volcanic ash cloud, which has left millions of passengers stranded around the world. Ryanair have cancelled all Irish and UK flights until 1 p.m. on Wednesday. Aer Lingus have cancelled all flights today, with the exception of the Washington-Madrid service. The Irish Aviation Authority has extended the ban on flying in Irish airspace until 6 p.m. and warned the ban on flying could last until the end of the week. Our reporter James Phelan has more.
The situation at Dublin Airport remained the same, as people slept on benches and congregated around internet stations waiting patiently in hope of good news about their flights. Dublin Airport Authority has said that there will be no flights coming in or out of the airport today. However, the DAA added that there might be a possibility of flights taking off tomorrow at 1 a.m.
Gardaí are investigating an apparent bomb attack on a house in Lisfarrel, County Longford at 9 p.m. last night. The Army's bomb disposal squad was called to the scene after a suspicious device was found. The N4 Dublin to Sligo road was closed for a number of hours before the Army described the device as an elaborate hoax and the all-clear was given. A similar device was safely detonated by the Army at the same address in February. Meanwhile, a family of seven escaped injury when a pipe bomb exploded at a house in Derry early this morning. The blast caused damage to a car and the front of the house in Spruce Meadows shortly before 1:30 a.m. The PSNI is investigating the incident. A man is due in court in Cork this morning in connection with a serious assault on a Polish man at the weekend. The 30-year-old man was seriously injured on Lower Oliver Plunkett Street at around 6:30 p.m. on Saturday evening and remains in a critical condition in Cork University Hospital. A 28-year-old Irishman was arrested at the scene and is due to appear in Cork District Court this morning.
And in world news, at least seven people have been killed in an Afghan earthquake this morning. The quake, which measured 5.3 on the Richter scale, struck in the mountains north of Afghanistan's capital earlier today, killing at least seven people and injuring 30. And now for the sport with Laura Dunn.
Leitrim footballer Philip McGuinness is in critical condition after a freak accident during a GAA game on Saturday. He sustained a serious head injury when he accidentally collided with another player's knee during the game. The 26-year-old was playing for his home club Mohill against Melvin Gale when the accident happened. In local news, the biggest student rugby festival in Ireland is due to take place this Saturday in DCU. 16 teams will take part in the competition. The Nokia All-Ireland Student Sevens is held on the DCU campus and is a free admission event.
For more information on travel updates, visit majnewsday.com. Our next update is at 3 o'clock.